Sherman's march snaked through the South with the alliteration it felt entitled to, Ku Klux clinging like a kudzu curse, like the carpetbaggers soon to come. Laying over in Savannah, his commanders slept in courtyard houses on the cobbled streets, with the silver hidden just out of view, while the infantry camped in the cemetery, bedrolled in diagonal lines. Taking out their knives to carve new relief, they changed the dates on the marble fronts, the dead now dying long before their births. And in that third grade history book, its chapter, The War of Northern Aggression, so convincing in its righteousness that my friend and I agreed it was a good thing that we'd won, or else slaves would have never been freed. How could we be the bad guys when everyone I knew was decent and kind, stirred slow, like sugar melting in sun tea?